remembering the life and legacy, and an extensive legacy at that, of Roger Ailes, who died early this morning, as reported by his wife, 77 years old, had left Fox News under a cloud of suspicion, shall we say, sexual improprieties, maybe sexual harassment. Nothing proven, obviously. Received a little nice little parachute and lifetime health care and legal representation when he left.
A guy that, you look at some of the stuff, you forget about him. He produced the Tomorrow Show with Tom Schneider, which was a while ago, but Tom Schneider was cool.
And I was just talking to Larry Kudlow, who's going to join us in a second. Larry, of course, the senior contributor at CNBC and a guy who knew Roger many, many years. I was telling him I just found this clip of how Roger Ailes, when producing the Mike Douglas Show out of Philly in the late 60s, knew Buddy Rich hated country music, the jazz legend. So he booked Buddy Rich and then booked a country singer, and then also on the panel, a beautiful brunette who never said a word.
No, and it was painful to watch because, Buddy Rich, very opinionated. Some guy said a total tool bag, and he was. He just goes and rips country music at George Lindsay. He doesn't know what to do.
But we're mentioning that to point out that Roger Ailes, who told Richard Nixon, you better manage TV or it's going to manage you,
knew how to work stuff.
Figure it out. He had two guys arguing and a beautiful brunette just along. This before he made the full move to blonde.
Something for everything.
Right, right. Here's Larry Kudlow with his thoughts on the passing of Roger Ailes, former Fox News chief for many years with Rupert Murdoch. He left last summer. Larry, you just learned of this. Your thoughts?
Who is the brunette?
I don't know. It didn't matter. She just sat there.
Yeah, I just was curious.
We tried. We Googled images. We couldn't figure it out.
I'll send it to you, Larry, so you can see it.
It's hard to watch.
I met Roger in the late 1980s, and he was a communications genius. He was a TV genius. He was also a political genius. I mean, I loved to talk politics with Roger because he was so insightful. And I'll tell you a quick story. Roger tried to hire me a couple times to go over to Fox News and Fox Business when I was at CNBC anchoring. And one of the times, I think the second time, happened to be, the last debate between McCain and Obama. Anyway, we're talking about, coming to work for Fox, and Roger was very complimentary. He said to me, you've become a pretty good host. You've gotten a good feel for it. And at the end, toward the end, I said, look, Roger, I have to cover tonight live the last debate between McCain and Obama. What should I look for? What should I look for? And he said, fascinating. Okay, McCain was down. Roger said, McCain looks like he's a loser. But in the first 2 or 3 minutes of the debate, McCain must come out fighting hard, punching the hell out of Obama, just killing him, fighting hard. And I said, okay, I'm going to look for that. And Al said, if he doesn't do that, he's dead. So at the debate, McCain came out weak. No major punches, no major statements, no major anything, which is kind of how McCain ran the campaign. And I think I was co-anchoring with Melissa Francis, if I'm not mistaken. She's on Fox now. And I said on the air, just as an aside, McCain could be finished right now, even though the debate had an hour and a half to go. So Ailes was exactly right at that. He just predicted that, and it was typical of Ailes' insight. Ailes rescued Nixon, okay? Yep. Ailes rescued Nixon.
I was going to ask you next if you could kind of bring our listeners up to date on that.
But never.
Moment.
No, Ailes taught Nixon how to do television. Ailes also created this whole business where Nixon would speak to a crowd in a TV studio, or whatever, 200-300 people, of Nixon supporters. Okay? You had to be a Nixon supporter. You got in. Of course, they all clapped and cheered, and Nixon looked great. And he did it several times during the campaign, and it really helped him a lot. Also, later on in his career, Ailes helped Papa Bush, because Bush was running an uphill campaign for quite some time against Dukakis. Ailes helped Reagan. Ailes was part of the, coaching group before the debates, particularly the third debate, in 1984, the third debate, because Reagan had muffed the second debate, and on through all these presidential campaigns.
How sad is it that 90% of the coverage today will be based on the allegations of sexual improprieties.
Yeah, well, that is unfortunate. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, what he did at Fox, you know, is undeniably a masterstroke. I mean, he starts this network from scratch, brings in people, pure genius, for example, to bring in Bill O'Reilly. I mean, pure genius. O'Reilly's career, you know, is kind of coming downhill, and Al saw something in him that made O'Reilly the biggest cable news guy, and it really anchored the entire Fox operation. I mean, starting a cable station by itself, beginning right at the start, and then vaulting up to number one and holding it, I mean, it's still there 16 years, 17 years, is an incredible achievement. And thereby, he really changed television because, you know, the right of center Fox contrasted with the left of center MSNBC and upended CNN, which really had the field all to itself. And all of a sudden, you had an alternative. You had alternative media to watch.
Guy figured it out. We're talking to Larry Kudlow from CNBC. And you can hear him weekends here on WDLS.
Larry, before we let you go, and we know we have limited time with you, I was following you on Twitter yesterday because I was thinking of the guy that just turned 65 and he's going to cash it in. And, he sold all his 401k yesterday and he lost a ton of money. Don't panic, right?
Right. Do not panic. If you're looking for tax cuts and tax reform, the downside here is very limited, okay? At some point in the next year or two, you're going to get major tax cuts, particularly on business, which is what investors want, what the economy needs for productivity and wages. And, you know, worst case, I don't believe much is going to come from this. I do not believe Trump's going to be impeached. I really don't think they have anything on him, but we'll let that see. That'll be whatever it's going to be. I think Mueller coming in is a good thing for Trump because it'll quiet everything down.
Slow it all down. Slow it down. Larry, I agree with you. One final question. I don't mean to give you the bum's rush.
President, that's great for tax cuts.
Yes, it is. Yes, I agree. Finally, what kind of money did CNBC have to come up with to keep you?
I'll just say that I've been with CNBC for over 20 years, anchoring for about 15 of them. Actually, I used to anchor two shows a day.
There's nothing like being seen with Roger Ailes to help that out, though.
They have been awfully good to me.
Yeah, and got a lot better, too.
That a boy.
Were you meeting with Roger Ailes, Larry? Come on in here. I want to talk to you. You know, we really value you here.
It was
just write a number down.
Oh, it was just a lunch. Yeah.
Just a lunch.
I was honored to have Roger talk to me about it. Yeah. And I was honored when he told me that I'd become a darn good host. I really love that.
Well, you are. Thanks, Larry. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
By the way, JFK and the Reagan Revolution is the latest book. Larry Kudlow here.